Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the third Sunday in Advent, I'm calling John the Baptist, More Than a Prophet. It is written by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, late Metropolitan of the ACC. He first gave us December 13, 1998. But it's a good one. The pregnancy of John the Baptist's mother caused a certain amount of comment within her own circle. Everybody thought Elizabeth was too old to conceive a child. Everybody thought her husband Zacharias, the priest, was also a bit long of the tooth for that sort of activity. But when Elizabeth's pregnancy was announced, and when her baby boy was born, everybody was happy for her anyway. Elizabeth had what many women might consider to be an ideal pregnancy. When her husband showed some doubt in her ability to conceive, the angel who had come to him with the news struck him dumb. So Zacharias was silent for the whole 9 months Elizabeth was, as they say, with child. Boy children in Israel were circumcised on the 8th day of their lives. Circumcision bestowed membership in the people of God and also provided an occasion to give the boy his name. One custom in Israel in the first century was to name a firstborn son for his father. When the people attending the circumcision wanted to name this baby Zacharias, both his mother and father insisted that he would be named John. John means gift of God. It was the name the angel told Zacharias to give his son as a reminder of the rather surprising fact that the son existed at all. This indication that Zacharias had finally decided to pay attention to the angel made God allow Zacharias to put down his iPad, then known as a portable blackboard, and speak. It is hardly surprising that this weird sequence of events amazed the onlookers. Note the emphasis on the word all, as St. Luke tells us, and they marveled all, and fear came on all that dwell round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? What manner of child shall this be? What did all these bizarre goings-on portend? What was God going to make this baby John grow up to be? Zacharias used his newly rediscovered speaking capacity to sing a psalm-like song we call the Benedictus, which begins, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. Toward the end of this happy circumcision song, Zacharias looks at his eight-day-old son and says, Thou child shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Or, you, my son, will be called the prophet of God, because you will be the one who will appear just before the Messiah to tell people he is coming. What Zacharias said was based upon a prophecy from the prophet Malachi. Malachi said that before God sent the Savior, he would send another man to get things ready for him. He wrote, Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Zacharias was saying, My baby boy is going to grow up and be that man. Some 30 years later, the Messiah himself used the same prophecy to describe the work of the baby who grew up to be John the Baptist. Jesus asked the crowd, When you went out in the wilderness to hear John preach and to watch him baptize, were you expecting a weak, tentative character who was used to a comfortable life? Of course not. Were you expecting to see a prophet? I hope so. But John is even more than a run-of-the-mill prophet. John is one of the most. John is the one about whom Malachi wrote this hundreds of years ago. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. At the end of John's life, Jesus used the same prophecy to describe his work that his father had used at the beginning of his life. John is the messenger who got things ready for Jesus. This morning's collect suggests that what John did to prepare people for Jesus' first coming is what the ordained ministry of the church is supposed to do to get people ready for his second coming. Zechariah's song continues to say that his baby will give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God. Jesus and John the Baptist and the church announced the coming of salvation. Salvation means wholeness, health, a proper relationship to God. So in the term Zechariah puts forth, salvation comes from knowing in your heart that God forgives your sins and that he forgives us because his attitude toward us is tender and merciful. We are not saved by our accomplishments or our own obvious religiousness and rectitude and general wonderfulness. We are saved because of God's tender mercy. Today's collect calls upon bishops and priests and deacons to prepare the way for Jesus by doing what John did. Turn the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. John's message and the church's message are the same. Repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What manner of child shall this be? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.